Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with intuitive life coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. And we're going to demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, and experiences, and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. During the second half of the show, we're going to be opening up the phone lines and taking live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some intuitive insight into or you would like some assistance with, get ready to call. And keep in mind, this process can be applied to any area of your life. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about intuition today because this is still something that fascinates me, even though I've been doing it professionally for several years. I'm still fascinated with the process, and I get a lot of interest and a lot of questions from other people about it. So I figured we would talk about it a little bit more today.
Deborah, I have a question. How do you know the difference between intuition that's coming to you or just a thought in your head or an idea that's just popping in that's not really intuitively guided?
Well, for me, it's a matter of focus. There is definitely a part of me, and that's a great question, Mark. there's a part of me that really wants to maintain the mystery. Like, I am very opposite of what someone might call a nosy intuitive in checking into everything all of the time. I really like living a normal life. So I like just having conversation, and a lot of times I preface my conversation with, now I'm just talking. Like, I'm not receiving intuitive information because there does tend to be a little bit of pressure sometimes when you do work like I do, and people just in regular conversation are always expecting you to bring through intuitive guidance, and that's not my thing. I like to have just, you know, regular human speculation about things and regular conversations. So for me, it's just where my focus is. You know, when I'm talking, I can tell that I'm not checking in with intuitive guidance because it's just a lighter feel. I'm not focused as much. I'm not paying attention. And a lot of times when I'm bringing through intuitive guidance, my eyes are closed a lot of the time, and I'm directing my focus elsewhere. I'm not bringing information through from my brain. But it feels very, very different so that I always know what the difference is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. And is it always accessible to you if you choose to you know, bring in focus with your guidance? It's right there always, or do you have to make an appointment for it, or how does that work?
I will be intuitive in exactly 32 minutes.
Yes. We'll get back to you.
You know, honestly, I can't say that it's always accessible to me with me. And I know that, again, we're all different. We all have very different belief systems, and our experiences are created according to our beliefs. With me, I have to be balanced to receive very clear information. And so, you know, that comes with keeping my diet very clean, keeping up with spiritual practice. And then it's a lot easier for me. But there are times where I don't feel clear at all. And as much as I try to get information, nothing is coming to me. And in those cases, I do say that, nothing's coming to me. So there is also that level of responsibility in when I'm doing this work, when I'm doing these radio shows, when I'm doing group events and then also private sessions, that I do have to maintain my practice and, like I said, my diet to stay clear. And then even then, sometimes if something emotional comes up to me and I start to react emotionally in a way that throws me off balance, I've got to take some time for myself, get centered, get focused, do some clearing for myself to get myself realigned and strengthen my connection, and then I can receive intuitive information.
Yes. But it sounds like it's always accessible to you if you in some way are not blocking or inhibiting it. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would agree with
okay.
that.
Well, I think it's really reassuring that it's very clear to you when you're getting intuitive information and when you're not. I mean, honestly, I'm not
well,
so sure
that
that...
How do you feel about that?
I agree with you that I the more balanced, the more rested, the cleaner my life is, the more intuitive I am. But I also feel like it's pretty accessible a lot of the time, if not most of the time. I think for me, it's a little different in that I mostly see what it is that I'm intuiting. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty clear, that's intuitive information. I don't just necessarily start seeing other stuff for no apparent reason.
Right. And I'm fascinated with this. I have so many intuitive friends, and we're all very different. And the kind of information or the way that we bring the information through is very different, too. So it's very fascinating to me, the intuitive process.
It is. Well, I think that there is a choice point initially to start to notice and to start to take in, receive the feedback. And I'm not talking about you, Deborah. I'm talking about people in general. Like I shared in an earlier show, that I just was bound and determined to start receiving intuitive information, made the choice to start paying attention to it. And then once you dive in like that, then the feedback does become more dramatic. Because, again, it's really about noticing it and allowing ourselves to experience and receive that feedback that's actually always ongoing.
It reminds me of the comment earlier about that Deborah was expressing that she has the guidance that's accessible to her as long as she's not in any way inhibiting or interfering with that guidance. And that's kind of what I'm hearing you say, Gwen, too, which is you can, it's accessible. Dive in, open, surrender to it, and then it communicates louder, clearer, et cetera. And that's been my experience in the very early stages. It's just to even know that it's possible. And then to do some of that worthiness clearings that we've done, and has really just begun to open me up more and more. And I'm finding that I just feel guided, and I get the truth chills, and I just find myself saying things at the right time. And I look back on that and go, wow, that was just beautiful the way it unfolded, And I didn't plan that. I didn't control, or at least didn't have the illusion of like I wasn't controlling that. It just sort of seems to unfold beautifully, and I just think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and I do believe it's as easy as making the decision to start connecting in with your intuition and to surrender to the guidance. It's that simple. Make the decision. Say you're going to do it. Say it to yourself. And then recognize the synchronicities. That's a lot of how intuition comes to you when you're first starting out, is in synchronistic ways. Recognize them, acknowledge them, and doing that over and over again builds your trust in it and your ability to surrender to it. And it's not as difficult as a lot of people want to make it. It's really just about just making up your mind to do it and then paying attention and recognizing and appreciating it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think a lot of people, once they start opening up their intuition, realize that they have been hearing it forever. Mm-hmm. They just didn't realize that was, oh, that's that voice. Oh, that's my intuition. Or, like you were saying, the truth chills. People get the truth chills and they don't realize, well, that's your intuition. And so it really is about your perception of where that information is coming from.
Mm-hmm. So true. Exactly. I love working with you guys.
I know it's a whole new story for you, Mark.
Yes, it is.
Gwen and I have been surrounded by this kind of stuff for so many years, but I can only imagine what it's like for you just kind of walking into it one day.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. It is. It makes me want to burst into song. It's great.
There is a song called The Whole New World. Do you know it?
Yeah. I'm not going to sing it because it gets stuck in my head, but yes.
I already am singing it in my head. Remember, we are embarking on a new way of being, and this is the time to do it. And we are not limited by the same things that were limiting us just last year. So much has opened up to us, and it really is about just expanding our perception of what is possible and opening up to it, and it's letting go of those limiting beliefs that are holding us back. It's so much easier now than it has ever been before. It's very exciting.
It is exciting.
So let's keep talking about intuition when we get back from the break, and we'll even check in and see if there's anything that we can clear to expand our own intuition even further.
Ooh.
So if you want to join us in the second half of the show, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and we will help you with intuitive insight and also moving through any blocks or anything that may be holding you back in any area of your life. My website is consciousrepatterning.com if you want to get a little bit more information. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. And click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark talking about intuition today. And we're going to start doing some clearing of our personal blocks to maximizing our intuition. And we're working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, which is moving us past limiting beliefs, patterns, or blocks, anything that's not serving us and aligning us with ease, grace, healthy, loving relationships, prosperity, and in this case, enhanced and improved intuition.
Well, Deborah, you know, considering that I am the intuition rookie here, I'm concerned that I might take the rest of the show just clearing the blocks that I have to my own intuition. Is that true, or is that just my own fear about that?
It's actually not true. It's all of these calls, every session that I do, the live group clearing calls that we do, they're all guided by divine energy that prioritizes the highest priority. So anything that comes up for you is totally in alignment with the highest and best outcome for everyone. So, yeah, that's not anything that you've got to worry about.
I was also thinking that maybe you could explain a little bit about, you know, why, for example, you and I would have to keep clearing blocks intuition if, you know, you specifically have been doing this for years. How is it possible that there's still more to reveal and to clear?
Well, that kind of reminds me of somebody going to school and getting a degree or a certification in a certain art and then continuing to go back for continued education or to enhance other skill sets associated with their practice. And you see doctors, you know, or other any kind of practitioner, I mean health practitioner or otherwise, that have a ton of certifications behind their name and then some that just have one or two because there's other aspects, you know, and there's more growth. I think it's something similar to that. I mean, I definitely trust my intuition like nothing else in the way that it has guided me in my life. And I'm extremely impressed with your intuition as well, Gwen. But that doesn't mean that we are fully accessing to the fullest capacity everything that is available to us as far as intuitive knowledge. So I'm always striving to improve on a daily basis, improving my work, you know, whatever needs to be done to make it faster, easier, more powerful, more beneficial for the people that I'm working with. And it feels about the same with intuition.
Mm-hmm. And I can certainly attest to your daily work on that. That's what really just fills me with inspiration and gratitude because I get to be a part of that process along with you.
And what, you know, one of the things that I love about you, Gwen, is that you're so sensitive. You can tell, even if you do not have direct knowledge that I have done some work around my work, you notice the difference and you'll tell me, wow, it feels a lot more powerful today.
Yes.
So I love working with someone that is so highly sensitive and really tuned in to what we're doing energetically.
Deborah, you also work with other professionals or other healing modality people enhancing them or helping them to enhance their work. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, professional intuitives and people working in other healing modalities is actually my main clientele, helping them to expand their intuition, identifying what may be blocking them, and then also just expanding whatever mode of healing they are working with. When I work with people, for example, in the coaching program, I don't necessarily teach people how to do what I'm doing. I help them to move through blocks or resistance that they have to bringing through what they're meant to do or expanding their work in the way that they're meant to do it. So it's very unique to the individual that I'm working with in all of my sessions, actually. So let's start doing some clearing. Let's check in with the rookie.
That's me.
Yes, you did come in first. I feel like you are very intuitive, but you reject a lot of the understanding or the receiving of the information that you're getting. It's almost like you receive it, you look at it, and you hand it right back. Does that make sense to you, Mark?
It does, especially from the perspective that I'm not really sure what I'm looking at, maybe, or don't appreciate what I'm looking at, or know what to do with what I'm looking at. That resonates very strongly for me.
Well, it's also that you don't trust the information. You also don't believe that you're worthy of receiving divine guidance, and you don't trust yourself to perceive it and discern it.
Definitely.
Properly, in a way that's actually serving you. So let's clear all that for you so that you are actually receiving it, discerning it, trusting it, and trusting in your worthiness of it.
Great.
Okay, great. Let's go ahead and start off with the opening prayer, as always, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing receives maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then with you, Gwen, you trust it you're not allowing it to the full capacity, which, again, is very surprising to me because I am just so incredibly impressed sometimes with the information that you bring through. And I've worked with very well-known, very highly developed professional intuitives, and still you come up with things at times that just kind of make me drop my mouth open. But let's open up your allowing of even more to be coming to
Great.
You.
Great. I'd love Thank that. You. Thank you.
And me, what I'm getting is there's still treachery involved in my intuition, and this makes a lot of sense to me that it just feels like work a lot of times. And after I've done a certain amount of it, which is not much in each given day, maybe an hour or two of intuitive work, my head hurts and I'm done. And then, you know, if I continue to go, I get so tired I can't do a single thing but sleep for a really long time sometimes. One time I slept after working with a group, because I do intuitive work with groups where I'm kind of checking in with everybody in the group and doing it kind of popcorn style. You know, I'm getting this for you and this for you and that for you and that for you. And one time I slept for 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Deborah Van Winkle.
So I think that I'm ready to clear the treachery around receiving intuition, but I get that we need to know a little bit more. Are you getting anything around that, Gwen?
Somehow there's a split between, is it resistance from the body? The intuition and the body, that's the disconnect.
Oh, yes, I get you're right on that.
And so the body is feeling like it's work and is resisting it, and it doesn't have to be that way, basically.
Okay. So I want to change the belief that it's work and create whatever connections between my body and my soul, actually, is what I'm getting, that there's a disconnect between my body and my soul.
Yes.
Wow. So I just checked both of you to make sure. It seems like you guys are connected pretty well. I don't know why I have such a big disconnect, but let's go ahead and connect my body and my soul to each other in a way that is serving me in the highest and best way. Okay, and that feels like that's all the information that needs to be revealed before we can do this. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm still not getting that I cleared all the treachery involved in intuition. It feels like what we just talked about is complete, but there's another aspect of it.
Yeah, I'm seeing past life. It's a past life connection.
And hatred. I'm feeling hatred.
Mm-hmm.
So I think times where my intuition has gotten me in trouble, or maybe I've received information that wasn't comfortable to me, or maybe that was too much responsibility. I've got to clear all that. And you've got some of that going on too, Gwen.
Yeah, I thought I did.
Okay, let's clear all experiences in other lifetimes where our intuition has worked in a way that we didn't feel was serving us.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. I get the treachery involved in my intuition has cleared. And it doesn't feel like you've ever really had that, Gwen. It feels like it's always kind of been easy and natural for you.
Well, that's an interesting point, because I haven't felt like my relationship to intuition has been easy. But when I really look into that, it's more that I haven't trusted it. So I feel like actually the information coming in has been easy. You're right. So I think for me, the piece was about trusting it.
Right. And I still get that you're not fully trusting it. And the word that I hear when looking into this is rejection. And I feel like that's all we've got to say, is just clearing the rejection of your intuitive knowing.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what the rejection piece was about. But, yeah, that really makes sense.
Okay, good. And then, of course, after the clearing is complete, I'm going to check to see if you trust your intuition. I like the double check system. So let's clear the rejection.
Yeah, it'd be nice to trust my intuition, given that, you know, we're doing it live on the show. That could come in handy, right?
Well, this is why there's two of us, because I think that a lot of times intuition can be a little bit distorted or misperceived based on the intuitive belief systems or, you know, emotional energy at that moment, or sometimes even their ego. And that's why I really wanted to have a second intuitive on the show with me, so that we could support each other, so that that doesn't ever come into play. And I have yet to have an experience when we're working with others that we disagree on anything, which has been great.
Well, I think in part that also comes from our daily working together and refining how we work with each other and how we each receive the information.
Which is very different. We both receive different information and we receive it in different ways, but I'm getting that both of us can open up our receiving of intuition. We can expand. The exact words that I heard were open up new avenues of receiving intuition.
Woo! Sounds like fun.
Yes, let's do it. Let's open up all avenues of receiving intuitive information that is serving us in the highest and best way. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Feels like there's just one more to do. Something about worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Expanding our worthiness of receiving divine information. And I feel like this is going to help us more in our personal lives, in our own personal lives, because it is different when I'm working with someone, I'll just speak for myself here, in session, and when I'm in my personal life, I'm not necessarily getting as much intuitive information when I'm just doing regular daily things. It seems to kind of open something up when I go into session and I do the opening prayer, you know, and I start focusing in that way. And I feel like this clearing is going to open it up more just in general for both of us.
Mm, I like that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, good. I feel like that's it. But before we close, I want to check in and see, is Gwen trusting her intuition? Yes, I get yes. Is Mark trusting his intuition? Yes. And is he worthy of divine guidance? Yes, good.
Beautiful.
Yay.
That feels good. I love it. So let's go ahead and take a short break right now and then open it up for callers in the next segment. If you would like to join us and don't necessarily need to work with intuition, anything in your life that you would like some assistance moving through, limiting beliefs or any kind of blocks that you may have or patterns that you are ready to let go of, give us a call. We'll make it easy. 800-930-2819 is the number. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning. So it's moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, energetically, and aligning you with ease and grace and healthy, loving relationships, prosperity. So we're ready to take another call now. We've got Karen calling in from Seattle. Thanks for calling, Karen. What can we help you with?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Did you hear that you heard the Dr. Pat show this last week? Huh.
Pardon?
Is that what, did you hear the Dr. Pat show this last week?
I did. How did you hear that?
Because we always get calls from Seattle after I'm on the Dr. Pat show.
Oh.
Our show doesn't air live in Seattle, I don't think. I haven't heard of, and hers does. So it always brings in some new listeners. And you know,
oh,
and I'm intuitive.
That's always good.
So thanks for satisfying my curiosity. What can we help you with?
Well, I was calling you because I'm working on starting this new business, and I'm thinking I might have some blocks or whatever unconscious patterns that I need to change, and so I thought I'd, you know, check in with you.
You do. The first thing that I'm getting is grandfather. Let me see, grandfather on your mother's father's side. Did you know your grandfather?
Yes.
Or mother's father's. Why do I get both? Is it both grandfathers? No.
Well, you said the one on my mom's side?
Well, actually, what came out was mothers and fathers. But yes, I get mothers. I have to get clarity on what that means. Gwen, if you can help me out.
I definitely heard maternal. So I was a little surprised when you said mother, father.
It is and your father. It's your grandfather on your mother's side. Yes, correct me if I'm wrong, Gwen. And your father also. There's where the blocks are, multiple blocks. So, let's talk about your grandfather first. Did you know him?
I knew him briefly as a child.
Okay.
And then he passed away, and so I don't have a lot of memory of him.
No, it feels like it's just patterns that he kind of anchored in for you. So we can clear that. Let me see if we need to have any more details about them to clear them for you. No, I get no. So let's clear between you and your grandfather and then look at your father. It feels like there's more around your father. So if anything's coming to you, you can start telling us about it while we start this first clearing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Did you know your father?
Somewhat. Not a whole lot, because my parents got divorced when I was six.
Okay.
And so there goes the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I got, is that you didn't really know your father, which I was a little bit confused about. Yeah, I know you heard me hesitate in saying that. I feel like part of your blocks are your guilt about their relationship. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you. I don't get that we need to go into more details about it. We've just got to clear that guilt and clear also between you and your father and between you and your mother's and your father's relationship. Okay, and then we'll check in to see if there's more blocks. Let me see if that's complete. Yes. Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, this is a big one. You could probably feel this one. And if there's anything that you want to share while we're clearing this, you're welcome to.
Well, they always fought about money.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that, in that my, because I'm looking at self-employment, I remember he used to say stuff to me like wanted to get a real job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to clear between you and money as well. You've got it, just a big money block in general, but I feel like you have a really good business idea, like a great, an outstanding business idea, and what you're wanting to start up. So I just want to give you that validation. It's coming in really strong for you. Let's clear between you and money as well. Okay.
Yay.
You picked up a lot of beliefs from your father. Yeah, mostly your father. So they may have just been genetic, since you didn't grow up really close to him. You've got a lot of beliefs blocking you from really bringing in as much money as your soul wants you to. Your you know, but as much as really available to you. So let's clear all that up.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Clearing now. Thank you. And there's still a block with money. Let's see what it is. I get you don't like money.
That's kind of a surprise.
Right. But I get you're familiar with that. I mean, you're aware of that. Why? If you could think of the reason why you wouldn't like money, what would it be?
Responsibility.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge burden of responsibility.
Goes with having, pardon?
Yeah, a huge burden of responsibility is what I'm getting for you. That's what your belief is. But I didn't mean to cut you off. If you have more to say, go ahead.
Oh, no, because there is a huge responsibility with money.
Mm-hmm. Let's
how to
clear that.
Invest it. Yes.
Let's show you how to manage money in the highest and best way. Let's show you how to love and appreciate money for what it can do for you in your life, and then give you the highest definition, perspective, and understanding of what that is. And I feel like that's your big money block. I think that's all we've got to say about that. So I'll check it again. Let's go ahead and clear all that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean yes?
Yes.
Sometimes we need your verbal consent just to get the energy moving, but it doesn't. It kind of blocks it if you don't say yes, okay, in an affirmative way.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, we're working with a lot of different layers, and all of the different layers of you may not be really wanting this clearing, but when you say yes, we're going to do it, it brings all that into alignment. So whatever blocks you have resisting what we're doing are cleared when you say consciously yes. It's just, it goes along with, you know, what a lot of people say and know about the spoken word, is you can think it in your head, but when you actually put it into words and say it out loud and affirm it, it gives it even more power. And then again, with writing things down, it really solidifies things when you write things down. So it's along those same lines.
Super.
And I feel like you're I feel like you're clear with money now, clear with your grandfather, and clear with your father. Yes. Let's just go ahead and clear with your mother too. There's something else there. I don't think we need to go into details.
Yeah, I just felt that.
Did you? You felt that come in too?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Okay, so let's clear your relationship with your mother. And with you, we're working on finances and business, but this is going to open up your relationship in other ways as well. You're going to notice shifting in a lot of different areas and a lot of different ways in your relationship. And in the case where these people aren't in your life anymore, what you will notice is your perceptions, your beliefs, just energy that you've been holding, or even patterns that you've been perpetuating will lift and release as well.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay, feels good with your mother. Let's see, is there anything else we can do for Karen? A little bit more. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Okay. There's a little bit of something there in your stomach, some tension in your stomach.
Okay.
Let's see, do we need to know more about it? This is about power also. Let's show you how to step into your power in the highest and best way. Align your power with pure divine love and light and divine intentions, and show you how to really embrace, acknowledge, recognize, and receive your power. Does that sound good? Okay, good. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I've been working on that aspect.
Oh, that's what was coming up to me. I don't know. You might feel it now, even if you weren't recognizing the tension in your stomach before. You might feel it as it opens up even more, releases.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot. I've been feeling a lot of energy move.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So I am too now.
Yeah, that feels really good. I just want to, again, encourage you and let you know your business idea is just, it's great. It's going to do really well.
Oh, thank you. Yay.
Okay,
I'm on the right track.
You are on the right track, definitely. Let me just check and see. Is there anything else for Karen? No, I get no. Thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything else you wanted to share real quickly?
Oh, this has just been delightful, and I did feel my whole stomach, my whole being kind of relaxed back into my, what do they call it, the seat of power.
Good, good. Yay, that feels really good to me as well. Thank you so much. We've got to get ready for another break, but I really appreciate you calling. Feel free to call again if you want to share anything in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time and your work. Deeply appreciated.
Thank you. All right. Well, if you want to call in, we've got another segment, another round. If you want to join us in the show today, 800-930-2819 is the number to call. And my website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane. Working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning anything in your life that you're wanting to move past, that you're feeling stuck or blocked in any way, even relationships. It's a really fast and easy way to clear relationships and open up new aspects of the relationships, release some of the old stuff that has just been kind of hindering your connection. So let's take another call, show you guys what it's all about. We've got Bridget calling in from Sedona, Arizona. Thank you so much for calling today. What can we help you with, Bridget?
Hi, Deborah. Hello. I have just separated from my husband. He's now my ex-husband, and I just wanted to do some clearing around relationships with men, and there's a lot of disappointment around relationships with men that I don't want to affect my son and his relationships with women in the future. So I kind of want to clear that whole pattern.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and clear your relationship with your husband first, and then we'll look in and see if there's anything that we've got to do between you and your son. Actually, I'm getting that there is. So let me just ask if we need any details or specifics about your relationship with your husband. I get no on that, so let's go ahead and do that first.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels like, I don't know, I don't... I have a sense of what's clearing, but I don't always like to share. Is there anything that you want to share? Anything that you're feeling right now or that's coming up for you that you're feeling is releasing?
I mean, I had a kind of a feeling of something being brushed off my shoulders.
Oh. Yeah, I hear it described in a similar way to that often. So, yes, that's what's happening. I was getting a sense of actually what was clearing.
Can you tell me? I don't mind sharing that.
Well, there's just a lot of pain, but it feels like you're letting it go really nicely, and there's a lot. We're still in the clearing. It's lasting quite a long time. It's not uncommon for clearings to just last a few seconds a lot of times, so this is actually a long one. I mean, there was a lot of really deep stuff.
Yeah, it was a long relationship.
Yeah, it feels like it's. It feels like you're in alignment. Do you feel good about bringing it to completion?
Yeah.
When I check you on that, when I do the muscle testing to check in the deepest layers of your subconscious, I get no. You're actually not.
Not ready to let go of it.
Uh huh. There's a part of you that's not wanting to let go of it. That's not ready to let go of it. And actually, I do feel like this is connected to your son.
Oh, that's interesting.
How old is your son?
He's 9.
Okay. Do you recognize a sense of wanting to have that male figure there with him? Like with
yes,
you,
I mean, him? I want him to have, I want him to have his dad.
That's the part
of you.
It actually feels like that's the only part of you that's wanting to hang on to the relationship. So let's clear between you and your son. Let's also clear the guilt. I do actually feel like it's a good thing. It's a good thing for all three of you. So I just want to tell you that that's what I'm getting intuitively, just so that you hear it, but then also clear whatever is preventing you from actually feeling that for yourself. So
clearing the guilt for myself?
Clearing the guilt,
Okay.
Yeah, just bringing you to divine truth perspective and understanding of the relationship and where the relationship is and how to continue in a way that is serving all three of you in the highest and best way. Let's align you with that as well.
Okay.
Thank you. That feels good. That's actually a lot more energy moving. Do you feel a difference?
Yeah, I do. I feel it in my solar plexus, actually, more than in my shoulders. If you feel what I mean.
The power center. Okay, good. Let's see what's with you and your son. There's nothing for us to talk about. Let's do a clearing and see if anything else comes up, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I get that you don't believe that you're a great mother, but I want to also let you know that I get that you are. You actually are. You do a phenomenal job. But there's something, let's clear between you and your mother. I think that's where that's coming from.
Yeah, I can say that again. Yeah. Now, she called up yesterday to say happy Easter to my children, but they weren't there. They were with their dad. So just to give you an example of my mother, that she immediately put the phone down because she didn't really want to speak to me. She wanted to speak to my kids.
Oh, okay. So it's not necessarily a good relationship right now.
Oh, no, never has been.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, not good. I mean, I'm glad that we.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we touched on that. I feel like it's going to improve, and I would love to hear back from you when you do notice a shift, because I feel like it's going to be a pretty big shift. I love hearing feedback and you know,
okay.
how it actually plays out for you after we do one of these clearings.
Okay.
There's quite a bit there that's already clearing between you and her, so you're going to notice a big
okay.
shift. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to check in to see, does Bridget believe that she's a great mother? Yes, good, you do. There's still something with your mother that didn't clear, though. Just a second, let me see what it is. I'm actually going to wait because this clearing, it's pretty huge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just until some of the energy subsides so I can focus. How are you feeling?
A little emotional.
You'll feel that pass because we're right in the middle of the clearing still. So when we get closer to the end, this is a pretty big one. This is bigger than either the clearing with your son or with your husband.
Yeah. I keep thinking of my eldest daughter. I don't know, her picture comes up in my head.
You want to clear with her too?
Well, yeah, while you're doing this. Well, because I kind of feel that she's inherited the lineage of that mother-daughter energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas my youngest daughter, I don't think, inherited any of it.
Yeah.
But I think my eldest daughter did. So
yeah.
She's kind of included in that energy.
Let's show you how to let go of the patterns that were established.
Right.
With both of your parents, actually, so that you don't continue to want to bring them in to the relationship. So basically, cutting the cords with any of those patterns that aren't working for you in your relationship with your children.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. Now I get your oldest daughter has not picked up that pattern. And you were mentioning a pattern from your son that you were not wanting him to pick up from your relationship with your husband. Can you...
It's more like that I'm disappointed in men, and it's a pattern that I got from my mother, and I don't want him to feel... I mean, he's surrounded by women when he's with me, and I don't want him to feel that from women, that disappointment. I want him to feel just love and acceptance.
Yes, I get that he does. Based
okay,
on
great.
The clearing that we just did, he's not feeling like you're disappointed. And I'm also getting that you're not disappointed in men. That's cleared as well.
Oh, great.
You can probably already recognize a shift. We're still in the middle of clearing. I'm a little bit confused about where we are right now. We've done so much, but there's still something clearing with your daughter and the patterns. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That is still going, but you can probably already feel a difference in your perception of men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, gosh, that was a lot. How do you feel?
Yeah. I feel like I just, had an emotional release.
Oh, good. Yes, you were saying
yeah.
earlier that you were feeling emotion come up, so you felt that pass?
Yeah.
Good. See if there's anything else. I feel like that's good. How do you feel?
Really good.
Good.
It's really good to work with you after I've heard so much about you in Sedona. Some people you've worked with here. So it was really great to finally connect and experience your work in person.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll be back there, I'm sure, and we'll be doing some more groups, so maybe you'll be a part of that
yeah.
when I get back.
That would be great. I'd look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you
that
so
feels,
much.
Feels really good. It was great to address that.
Good. So it does take a while to integrate everything that we did. We cleared energetically. And
yeah.
to let you know, it's most likely you're going to notice shifts right away.
Right.
But the full integration comes over time. And sometimes there's something that needs to be expressed. Sometimes there's a whole other dynamic that is brought in that kind of needs to come into place for you. But
mm-hmm.
All of the relationships that we cleared feel really good to me right now. So,
great. Thank
you. I'd love to hear feedback. If you feel like sharing, give us a call back.
Will do. Thanks very much.
We'll be here again next week, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, doing another live call-in segment if you'd like to call in and be a part of it. Also, the archives are posted on my website if you missed any part of the show and you want to hear it. That's consciousrepatterning.com. And remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.